Hello and welcome to the Paul Weller Fan Podcast. I'm Dan Jennings, and here we have a very different episode of the podcast with a huge announcement to share with you. Not just another guest, not just another episode. This is the next chapter. A project years in the making is about to be revealed. Now, before I do that, I want to take you back to December 2020. A time when the world felt a little bit smaller and connection was more important than ever. I created a podcast called Desperately Seeking Paul, a genuine story of me as a former broadcaster who gave up his radio career with one big regret. Never getting to interview my hero, the legendary singer, songwriter, and musician, Paul Weller. A podcast that existed purely to solve that issue. You may remember it. What followed was an unbelievable three-year adventure. Ridiculous. Over 180 interviews, more than 140 hours of conversations, connections made with everyone from bandmates and producers to roadies, friends, family, everyone at Black Barn HQ, and finally, Paul Weller himself. The podcast incredibly became a regular fixture in the music podcast charts. We ended up being clickbait on social media for all kinds of articles. We were in the Guardian newspaper, for goodness sake. It was even on ITV Evening News and Radio 5 Live. Nuts. The podcast also got shortlisted in the best music category at the Independent Podcast Awards. It was genuinely a dream come true. But here's the thing, I'm not entirely sure that I've ever really told you the story of that final episode and how it came about and what it all really meant to me, okay? It was a chance meeting, summer 2020, at King's Place in London, a Hannah Peel gig, love Hannah, she's great. I turn up, sun's shining, I go and grab a beer. It's a beautiful evening, I head out into the sunshine, and there on a table is Jacko Peak from the band, along with Tom Heel and Paul Weller. My stomach flips. It's that mixture of fear. Do I say hello? Is he going to be all right? What do I say? And excitement. Oh my God, there's Paul Weller. And then I did that thing, which I'm sure if you've ever met Paul, we all do, right? You check what you're wearing. I had decent trainers on. I had a decent top on, good jeans, fine. I head on over. And here's the ridiculous thing. He knew immediately who I was. I didn't even introduce myself. He said, "Hey, Dan." He knew who I was. And we talked, and he told me how incredible it was, what I was doing, the podcast, what an incredible project. I couldn't believe the amount of people that I'd spoken to, and everybody just kept telling him all about this thing. And then I asked him, I said, "Look, you've got to come on to the final episode." And he said, he'd think about it. On one hand, there's me going, "Oh my God, he'll think about it. This is incredible." On the other hand, there's me going, "We've just done 150 episodes. What does he mean? He'll think about it. Is it not a done deal yet?" I said, "Lovely to meet you." I left him alone to his evening. Watched the gig. And then afterwards, he came up and he asked me how I found him. We chatted some more and it was incredible. And then at the end of the evening, he came over and he said, "Look, let's do it. Christmas special." Now, look, I might have told some of you that story. I can't quite remember. But here's the thing that I missed out of that story is that earlier on, he said, "You've got to turn it into a book. It would be my most complete story ever." So here we are. Today's announcement. I am thrilled to reveal today the next chapter in this journey is coming this September. Paul Weller, Dancing Through the Fire, the authorized oral history, will be available as a book. That's just nuts, right? Because here's the thing, I somehow must have mentioned it somewhere in The Guardian or on 5 Live or something or on the news on ITV, and the whole thing, like this entire podcast series did, spiraled massively out of control. And look, let me tell you what this isn't. It would have been very easy to create a book with the transcripts, the interviews, the conversations that I had had on the podcast, but that wasn't enough. That was the easy route. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to give you that. So here's what we've created. Let me grab the press release. I mean, this is just nuts. This goes out today. This gets announced everywhere today. I've been working on this for like 18 months. Paul Weller, Dancing Through the Fire, the groundbreaking oral history on one of the most legendary musicians of all time. I should have grabbed my reading glasses. Where are they? Here we are. There's a quote from Paul Weller. "Nearly 50 years in music. How is that possible? When Dan mentioned that he'd interviewed over 250 people for this, I didn't even know that I knew that many people. But he's done it in a way that shows that it's more than just about me. It's the story of everyone who was there along the way." Paul Weller's words about this ridiculous, unbelievable, incredible project. So that's what it is, a huge big oral history. And over the past 18 months or so, I've expanded the archive. Over 70 new interviews, including more with Paul. I got to spend more time with him down at Black Barn Studios, chatting about all kinds of things. His childhood, some amazing John Weller stories there of Paul growing up with Anne and John and Nikki in Woking. We talked about his career as a solo artist. We talked about the Style Council. We talked about the Jam. Unbelievable. I also uncovered unheard voices, people like Vic Coppersmith Heaven, who engineered and produced the Jam from day one of Polydor. And actually Jim Cook, the guy who signed the band to Polydor. I've been so lucky to be working closely with his inner circle to build a book that truly captures the story behind the music. More time with the lovely Anne Weller, with the wonderful and the hilarious Nikki Weller, Kenny Wheeler. I swear Mick Talbert probably needs to start screening my calls. I ring him so often these days. I spent a couple of hours with DC Lee in the pub chatting about everything. Just amazing. Down at Black Barn Studios with Steve Craddock, talking about him as a fan that ends up in the Weller Band. And that story of the past, what, 30 plus years. People like Richard Branson, Tim Burgess from The Charlatans, Graham Coxon from Blur, Jonathan Ross, Jack D, Richard Hawley, Malcolm Gerry, who came up with the tube, for goodness sake. I've even managed to track down the fella who rang John Weller to deliver the news that Polydor were rejecting the Style Council's infamous House album. You'll hear more from bandmates, past and present, producers, art directors, label reps, collaborators, and longtime friends. We go right back. People like Roger Pilling, who was a mate at school. Your friend of mine, Tufty, Gary Crowley. I'm missing so many people here, but I just want to give you a flavour of the depth of this thing. We're talking Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream, Boy George, Paul Weller's lawyers, John Cohen and Peter Button, Kat Santos and Sog Adams from Fifth Column, who were behind those original Jam merchandise t-shirts. Incredible stories. Noel Gallagher, Suggs. I even got to spend time with Jun Sato. Who's Jun? He's the guy who signed Paul Weller to a solo deal in Japan when everybody in the UK, all the record bosses in the UK, thought that Weller was done in the early 90s. Incredible. Plus, there's more studio chat with the wizard, Charles Reese, and Paul's manager, the wonderful Mooney, shares stories from the inside of Weller HQ. The whole thing has been an absolute joy. And what we've now got is this incredible book, which is a candid, richly textured, multi-voice portrait of a true, true original. So look, whether you've followed Paul Weller from the beginning or you've discovered him somewhere along the way, this book will give you something new. Insight, reflection, a deeper connection. And it's been such a privilege to create this. And it is the most comprehensive account of his career to date. We go back, his earliest memories in Woking, and the explosive rise of the Jam. You'll read how it started with Steve Brooks in 71, 72. Rick Buckler coming on board. Bruce Foxton. That sharp songwriting and uncompromising attitude that defined a generation. The bold, genre-defying, politically charged and creative, fearless period of the Style Council with Mick Talbert and so many incredible honorary counsellors. And a richly textured and constantly evolving solo career that I discovered in 1991, 92. As a teenage kid, that career of the past 30 years that seen Weller push boundaries, defy expectations, and ultimately remain a vital creative force. This book explores the full arc of his life in music. It's told from the stories, reflections, and memories of those who lived it with him. It's an oral history in its purest form, firsthand, unfiltered, deeply personal. And I'm so delighted that this book has the backing of all those people I've talked about who have given permission from their stories to be told here. And it has Paul's backing and trust as well. That access has allowed me to create something really unique, a living, breathing account of his life in music that is told by the people who know him best. So look, if you followed the podcast, you'll recognize the spirit of it here. If you haven't, this is the perfect place to begin. Dancing Through the Fire, it's a celebration of one of Britain's most influential and enduring artists, built from the ground up by the voices that shaped him. Built from passion, persistence, and those 250 voices, and it's Weller's legacy told like never before. What more can I tell you? It will be out on September the 11th, which I think I'm right in saying is Nikki Weller and Mick Talbert's birthday. You're welcome. Many happy returns. It's a huge hardback. You'll be able to get it on Kindle as an ebook. We're even sourcing an audiobook of this as well. You can pre-order it right now. You can head to Waterstones, WH Smith, Amazon. You'll find links online right now. Search for it, Dancing Through the Fire, Paul Weller from Dan Jennings. It's published by Little Brown. And actually telling you this, so if you're a Beatles fan, you might be a big old Beatles nut like a lot of people, certainly in the Weller camp, if you lot are listening. There's a book, Mark Lewison, which whenever I talk about this project to anybody, that's the book I've talked about, which is, and that's only chapter one, admittedly, of the Beatles, but this amazing, massive book that Little Brown, the publisher I talked about, created with Mark. And it's that big. This is like Game of Thrones type size, the book that we've created here. There's so much amazing, rich content. And it's done. It's delivered. It's been created. I can tell you this now. Paul Weller, Dancing Through the Fire. Search for it in your favorite store. Waterstones, WH Smith, Rough Trade, Amazon, your local independent bookstore. If they haven't got it in, tell them to stock it. So here's the ask, okay? The announcement today, hopefully you'll see this thing everywhere. Pre-orders is so important. That unlocks marketing budgets and all types of things. If you can do that for me right now, that would be amazing. You'll find more details on my website, paulwellerfanpodcast.com. I've also, now this is ridiculous as well, we've got an author website now as well, danjennings.co.uk. Look at that. So look, don't delay. Get your pre-order in, because that will help with this entire project and enable us to do some, you know, book tours, some events, take this around the country to talk about, to come and see you. If you've got any ideas, if you want to get involved in spreading the word, that'll be amazing as well. Get in touch. And thank you for listening to this as well. I mentioned a big announcement. If you were expecting a new album or a tour and are disappointed, I'm really sorry. But it might be a little self-indulgent, maybe. But I was thinking as a fan, and if this was coming out and somebody else was doing it, I'd want to know about it. So I wanted to share this with you as soon as I could talk about it properly. And most importantly, that it was done, all right? This isn't just something that's in my imagination and it's on the to-do list. This is actually being created. Dancing Through the Fire is the book I never imagined I'd write. I always hoped that someone would. And this result of this crazy journey that began in a makeshift home studio during the pandemic and grew into something far bigger than I ever expected, a podcast, a community, and finally this. So if you follow Desperately Seeking Paul, thank you. You've been part of every single step that led us to here. And I couldn't have done it without your support. So genuinely, cheers very much. Spread the word. Get your pre-orders in. And over the next few months on this podcast, keep listening, because we're going to count down to release with some really cool conversations, some exclusive interviews, and the journey to get to publication date on the 11th of September, 2025. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next time.